speak. I'm a faculty member here at IU for the last 16 years. Yesterday, I took my students on a 4.5-hour bus ride to visit an exhibition of paintings that our administration felt were too dangerous for us to see here on campus. So we loaded up 50 undergrads, most of them first-year students. We drove up to East Lansing and we spent the day learning about and engaging with the amazingly award-winning work of Samia Halabi. And in case you were wondering, there wasn't a single security presence there. None of the paintings were in the least bit posed a security issue to any of us or any of the visitors, and that exhibition has been on full display for now 2 months. The students loved the exhibition, and as we were driving back, many of them thanked me and my partner in crime, Smalex Smichtenstein, for taking the time to take them up there. And Alex and I were looking at each other and we kept thinking to ourselves, what a missed opportunity it was for Indiana University to celebrate one of its greatest alumni.
Yeah.
A world-renowned artist, the first female professor in the art department at Yale University and Indiana University, a woman who has 7 decades of paintings that have been seen around the world, was too dangerous for our students to engage with. And you might think, oh well, IU Art Museum has some pretty high bars as to what they will allow to be shown there. Well, actually, John Mellencamp's paintings, which have received no awards ever, are currently on display for any of us to go see. And after that, Jim Irsay's guitar collection will be here on campus. So you can see the bar is actually not that high. What was the reason then that we could not engage with and experience Samia Halabi's amazing work? She's a Palestinian woman.
Right.
That's the reason. That was the security threat. In any case, what a missed opportunity it was. What a act of cowardice it was for our administrators to prevent our students from the opportunity to engage with that woman's amazing work. And then I thought about David Brenneman, who was the leader of the art museum, who was the one who took his orders from the provost and canceled the exhibit, and then the next day found a job at another university and took off.
Yeah.
What an act of cowardice it is to take those orders, knowing they're wrong, to inflict them, and then to bail.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I thought to myself, what an act of cowardice it is to enforce policies you know are wrong.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cowardice.
It is strength to stand up for IU. And the one thing I want to put everyone here, we can be here for a lot of different reasons. I'll just share why I'm here. I'm here because IU is worth fighting for.
Yep.
This campus is worth fighting for. Its history, its 200-year history is worth fighting for. Free speech is worth fighting for. That's why I'm here, and that's why I hope that we keep doing this until this policy gets thrown into the dustbin of history where it belongs, and where we can get on with our real mission of celebrating art, having the tough conversations about it, and moving forward understanding each other's differential experiences. That's what art is for. Fear no art. Fear no conversations that come from art. Fear no speech. That's what this is all about. Thank you.